What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the Nerd Offensive, minus the ginger.
So redhead.
So ginger. We can say this podcast has soul this week?
Well, more soul, I guess? Or, no?
It'd
I
mean, be pretty much the same amount of soul, anything, but he's also sucking our soul kind of when he's here, I think. Like, he takes a little bit of piece of you every time he's around. You know what I mean?
Maybe that's why he like took a week off. He was getting too overloaded.
Like an emotional vampire from what we do in the shadows.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Because you could tell by how many freckles gingers have, how many souls
they have. He has a lot of fucking freckles.
That's what I'm saying.
And he's not getting those from telling stories like Morgan Freeman.
He's been getting more sun lately, my ass. That's why they really get freckles. Scott's like, what's that mean?
Right.
Listen, Scott, freckles are actually caused by the sun.
Are you sure?
I mean, that's not the only reason, I don't think, but definitely part of it. Because I got sunburnt real bad once. That's why my arms are freckly as shit. My upper arms look like Timmy's bag.
So what's the excuse for your dick?
Oh, why are you looking at his dick? What's your excuse for looking at his dick?
That's a good point, too.
Well, when he's just walking around the house with it flopping around.
That is a good point as well.
Rude.
It's just like Farva. This powdered sugar's delicious. That's just how I've been. Self-burn. Anyway. Continue, Scott. What's on the docket?
I'm not sure. I had a place I wanted to go earlier, and then...
It happens every week.
Things just...
You need to learn to play on the fly. You need to learn to call the audibles, so to speak.
Yeah, but
sports ball terms.
Usually,
you learn it.
Usually, when we just start going off, that is the audible. Right? We just threw it away, and now
he gets so easily thrown off. But it happens every week that he should just be better under pressure now.
Right?
Just avoid the sack.
I totally used our new word, and you just went over it.
Oh, did you?
I used difficulties.
Difficulties. Fuck yeah.
We have so many wow.
Now you're fucking up a made-up word, even?
This is the easiest to fuck up.
Well, yeah, but that's the whole reason the word came about, so you can't fuck that now, too.
Oh, I can fuck anything.
It's oneness.
Wait a second.
Wow.
God damn it.
Stay away from the little
animals. There's so many,
son of a bitch.
Like, there's a lot of pass burns that I could do, and I'm just not going to roast you on the pass. So we're just not going to do it.
All right, I have a question for you.
He basically has fucked everything. Is that what you're saying?
He had fucked anything. I mean,
I have a question for you.
I'd put my dick in a garbage disposal before half this shit. Anyway, continue.
Shit. With it on.
What kind of music should a place like Fascinations play?
Fascination. That's a sex store, right?
Mm-hmm.
I picture like dubstep or techno.
I can picture Green Day.
Just whatever. Dude, it's too far.
Somebody's in there like, listen to Jack FM.
Dude, we all got different ideas. Apparently, what are you thinking?
Big Balls by
AC/DC. I'll tell you exactly what they're playing.
But are you telling us about a field trip to Fascinations?
No, I just want to talk about this specific part.
No, I want to talk about the whole thing because I didn't even know you went. Fuck you. Let's talk about this.
No, I just want to...
You brought it up!
I want to talk about the music.
I want to talk about the whole thing!
What did you
start
buy?
From the beginning. Let's go.
Did you buy anything?
Fuck yeah, he did! Why else would he be there? For you don't go to Fascinations, the window shop, Sean. Let's see what kind of lube they got today.
When I was
someday
with my daughter's
gonna
mom,
get that lube.
We went there.
No
I
one
didn't buy
that.
Anything, but she did.
So, you're driving...
So, anyways...
No, start from the beginning.
He's not
we need to start from the beginning.
No,
he's bright red. He looks like his fucking Seth Rollins
this
shirt right now.
This is the beginning.
His Seth Rollins
back
shirt.
Up.
So imagine it was...
Well, no, how did you get the Fascinations?
By car.
Just by yourself? Or
I'm not getting into it.
What do you mean? Like, let's...
It's obviously names that don't need to be named.
Well, you don't have to drop names. I just, were you alone or not?
Your mom.
No. You were with mom! No! That's definitely the last person you want to go to.
No! Did you fucking seriously?
No.
Dude, I'll talk to mom about anything, but I ain't taking her to Fascinations with me. You shitting me?
Yes, I'm shitting.
We don't want a name drop. He calls out mom.
I don't know. Anyway.
Fuck you. Yeah, I don't want to know the story.
It was probably quite literally the score from Lord of the Rings. You just walk in, it's like, dun, 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 dun. It's like, what in the fuck are we walking into?
Those places make me uncomfortable anyway, just because it's always the weirdest motherfucker working, too.
This one was like, actually, like, it was super nice. It's like chicks working, like normal looking chicks, not like frumpy little trolls.
Neat in the streets, but a freak in the sheets.
Yeah, mine were always like really weird, like old ladies, and not cool ones like Sue Johansson.
Well, you probably go to like the skeevy weird ones, like pleasure.
Right, we got like John Waters working behind the
camera. I've been in one of those. I couldn't go into one of those now. No, I haven't been in one of those for years, mainly because they were fucking weird. And it's just like, I don't know who's touched these things.
Everybody.
It just doesn't work for me.
It doesn't matter who touched them. What it matters is what they touched before they touched them.
But did you get pumped up? Like, did you start like beating your chest?
It's just weird. And I think anytime I watch Lord of the Rings now, I'm going to get a hard on.
Oh my God. So what'd you buy though? What'd you purchase?
But, like, why would you be playing that?
Why do you keep dodging my questions?
Because it's fun.
Dodgeball, bitch.
Is that the first hint? What you bought is fun?
What? But, no, seriously, why that music?
It all depends on who's working.
Yeah, I think it's exactly that.
So you know that those girls are at home watching like a lot of Lord of the Rings.
We'll just let you play your fucking like iPod.
Yeah, but then a lot of places too, it's just like where I work, they have a set radio station that it's.
Yeah, but sometimes you're just in a mood for something different.
Yeah, and like, I don't think maybe they can get in trouble if they're like,
it's like, we're
going to
give this pussy an epic beating. Bum, 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 bum.
Call in those ghosts from Return of the King. Yeah, fuck that shit up.
I don't know. I don't feel like...
epic score to beat that pussy up.
Right? Gimli and Legolas just running around. One pussy! Two pussy! That one only counts as one, even though it's big! Like when he shoots the elephant.
Like, could you imagine being in one of those places, though, and like a Cialis commercial comes on or some shit? That's fucking weird and embarrassing. It's fucking embarrassing.
No, they probably pay for Pandora Premium. They don't got to worry about
that's
what,
like, it's got to be, yeah, it's got to be on someone's shit. Like, the employee probably gets music choice.
But that's still an odd fucking choice.
Right? If you would have stayed longer, eventually you'd just been like, just all the music.
If people listen to weird shit.
That would have been great.
We'll find a way for you to come in mysterious ways.
I would have just started popping up from behind random racks, like,
right?
Yeah, I love visual jokes in a podcast.
Just look at certain things, just ha 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 ha. The fucking Jeff Goldblum little laugh. I refuse to believe that you
find some
don't
leather,
know about
put
attraction.
It on, and lay down all sexy like.
So, what do you think is supposed to be on in one of those places?
I was leaning more towards like
Marvin Gaye.
Let's get it on.
No, that's too spot on. That's. I mean, I would go more like
Crazy Town, Butterfly
lines of you, like.
Come, my lady. Come, my lady.
Techno or.
I think it should just be
Nickelback.
No, it should be any song that has to do with coming. Yeah, again, so come, my lady, come, my lady. Then the head PEs. I want you to spread your legs and come, bitch, come. Right, and then Green Day. When I come around your face,
I'm pretty sure that's not how that one goes.
I don't
the
know.
Other
I didn't
two
get to
were
finish
right,
the whole song,
but that one is definitely not correct.
But I mean, you know, I just threw it in there for that reason because it's not correct.
Sean, can you center that helmet? It's driving me nuts.
What helmet?
This helmet.
Oh, I thought you were like me. The one you're wearing.
What?
I'm like, I'm not wearing a helmet. And that's why
I
have a child.
I fucking forgot it today. I fucking forgot it. So offensive.
It's my baseball. Don't touch my baseball.
Don't. And don't remember where to go back fucking to edit that out. Like, it's a goddamn joke. If you take a dick, you can take a joke. And most people can take a fucking dick.
I don't want to take a dick.
I don't either, but you could.
Yeah,
but it's physically possible.
I saw some thing where it said two and a half raccoons up your ass.
I took a doctor's two fingers up my ass, and that was enough for life. I almost puked.
Did he flip your queer switch?
I've been there.
Dude, almost fucking... Fuck no! I don't know.
I've been there.
No. Like, if you want to taste the rainbow, dude, that's all for you, but it ain't for me, man.
Is not a rainbow. There's only one color back there. I guess unless you got diarrhea, sometimes there's a
Well, they picked color. The biggest motherfucker, and like, my regular doctor...
Of course they did. They gave you Andre the Giant as a doctor?
My regular doctor was out of the office, and they sent in the Yeti, dude. It was fucked up. He's like, what's up?
Need to use one finger, but I'm gonna use two.
Yeah, dude.
You're gonna know I was in you.
Super nice guy, but no. Not cool.
Of course he's a super nice guy. He's gotta be like... It's kind of hard to break the tension. He's like... Pants, ankles, now! I'm not even going to use any of this lubricant. I'm not even going to use the fucking glove.
He just walked in. He's like, drop your coat and touch your toes.
Right?
I'm going to show you where the wild goose goes.
Yeah.
Please, no. Yeah, that sucks. So.
Especially with that, because again, think about it. Andre the Giant, those fingers were huge. He basically just had a fistful of dicks.
That's why I felt like I was taking double penetration from one dude's hand. Like, in the same hole, though.
Right. His fingers are the type they even do the little lifting weights.
Thing. Oh, dude, you're bringing it back. I'm going to get nauseous again. I almost threw up, dude. Like, they had to sit me down because I was pale, and I couldn't leave for 20 minutes.
Well, you just got some of that good fucking.
No, I did not, dude.
You got some of that good dick.
Oh my god. I even told him after. I was like, dude, you got the biggest fucking hands on the planet. But
he's like, would you like to go to dinner now? I usually like to get wine and dine before I get fucked.
Yeah, no shit. Let me put some fucking makeup on before you fuck me. Jesus. Yeah, so anyway, that's not my thing. I mean, I know prostate exams aren't supposed to be sexual, but...
No, but it makes me laugh, like, thinking, like, every once in a while, a doctor ends with him just take his fingers out and rubbing it under the person's nose or something, like a Dirty Sanchez or something. Dude, he's all like, by the way, copay.
No.
Like, you paid for this. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Oh, and if you didn't pay for it, you have to pay for this. Oh, that's hilarious.
No, Dr. Sanchez. No.
Sorry. Why do they call you Dr. Sanchez? Funny, you should ask.
Stop it. Stop it. Y'all are sick. Move the fuck on, Scott. What's next on the docket?
All right, let's get into a little bit of news.
This is the latest dispatch just received in our newsroom.
Here are the stories we're going to be chasing today.
Don't you know what's going on?
To keep you informed of all developments.
Can you confirm for us the reports we're hearing?
Word on the
street is... All right, so Epstein didn't kill himself. James D.
That's old news by now. Not fake news, old news.
Old news. Yeah, but those are really popular.
Those
are
fantastic.
Oh, that
those
I can't believe.
Cat.
I can't believe it's that butter one was so good.
Did you see the news when the cat sat down in a crossroom was Hillary Clinton and he's like, oh shit, somebody help me.
Stupid.
Hello, little kitty. Oh, fuck.
Yeah, those cat ones are pretty good too. Everywhere.
Yeah.
I love memes.
Memes are good.
They make me have to talk less.
Mm-hmm. Is that part of the news?
No, anyways.
Scott likes memes.
Yeah, here we look at memes, but we don't explain them. We just laugh at them.
So James Dean was just cast in a new movie.
Wait, the sausage guy?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
No, that's
Jimmy?
Jimmy Dean.
So the dead guy?
Jimmy's what his friends call him.
But still the dead James Dean?
Yeah.
Did they do the Tupac hologram?
No, they're doing a whole... CG recreation for him to co-star in a new movie.
Why haven't they done this for Elvis yet?
If they could do this to fucking, like, dead act, like, they're just gonna keep casting dead people and, like, living actors ain't never gonna get work. You can't tell me if they could have just did that with Robin Williams, Will Smith would have got that job.
Right.
Dude. Fuck me. That's what I'm saying.
Well, and I mean, they could have just done it anyways and just used his
voice. Well, and what are they
going to
do? Yeah,
one.
How are they going to do his
voice?
They
really could have done something.
No, they have some actor apparently doing that part.
Yeah,
because
I was about
to
say, he hasn't had a, like, I don't know, when was the last time he had a movie? The 50s?
But yeah, it's some new Vietnam
just when blue
movie
jeans started to become a thing
that they're working. It's like what?
I don't even know if he was alive for Vietnam. Stupid. I don't even know.
It's like, oh sweet, a new movie's coming out. Are they casting for? No.
It's gonna be Samuel L. Jackson as James Dean, but you don't get to see Samuel L. Jackson.
But yeah, it was one thing when they did it for like, you know, one scene here and there, or like for Star Wars and stuff. But
that's taking a little far.
Someone that's been dead for how long? And yeah,
yeah, he died in 55.
Jesus. Yeah. So that I know Chris Evans is against it. He tweeted about it being
and he was
ridiculous.
Only 24 when he died.
Damn. I didn't realize it was that early.
Yeah, he was born in 31, died in 55.
But yeah, I think it's just weird.
It is very weird. And because this opens the door for every dead actor.
Right.
Like, oh, I want to be in a movie with Paul Newman, but not have Paul Newman actually be there. That's not fucking nuts.
Chris Farley and David Spade in Tommy Boy 2.
Now think about this. If we can do this with actors, why can't we do that with presidents? Just elect Reagan again. Fucking scare the shit out of everybody. Just bring out holograms.
Okay, Robin.
Right? Exactly. No, he was right.
Speaking of bringing back Robin, exactly. I'm trying to channel him right now.
Yeah, it was Reagan he said, huh? I thought he said somebody else, but he did say Reagan.
Wait,
scared the shit out of everyone. Yeah,
no,
that was
Reagan
a Robin
still
Williams.
Been alive then.
Oh,
wouldn't
he was. No, I think he just died. No, I don't know. Oh, Jesus. No, Nixon? He wanted Nixon. I don't remember.
I think Nixon.
Someone did.
That sounds...
Everybody's dead.
Anyways, yeah. We know what you're getting at.
But not for long, because again, technology.
Right?
Fuck a test tube baby.
Bring
we
back
got
Kennedy.
Test tube people. Yeah. I will not make the same mistakes. Stay away from me, you Marilyn harlot.
Can't shoot him if he's digital.
Right? He'd just be walking around and he's like, we need to put on some of that Dora the Explorer. That was Dunham. Did you know Jeff Dunham's coming to town?
No. Well, I think we might have seen that, but who gives a shit? Like,
that'd
let's
be interesting
be
to see.
No,
live.
It wouldn't. Fuck off with
yeah.
that.
No, that'd be cool.
Nope, it wouldn't.
Nope, it wouldn't.
It would have been maybe like never. Yeah, never, really.
I'm sure he's got more puppets now. I think he has a residency in Vegas now. That's why.
How many times has that gone back and forth between you two?
That's only the second time I've gotten it back.
Whatever do you mean?
Because I haven't touched it once.
I'm going to call you cuteness, Everdeen. Yeah.
I don't know about that one.
Shorzy. Fuck you guys.
I hate you. Anyways.
I'm going to call you cuteness, Everdeen.
Actually, that's everything I have in news, so.
Really?
That was it?
Yeah.
News suck.
Well, when we're doing it weekly, there's not a whole lot of new shit.
Yeah, there could be. But we just don't talk about that news.
I have more video game stuff because I've been playing video games. But there's so many more games fucking coming out in the next couple weeks.
Right.
Got Pokemon Sword and Shield. Fucking...
So many more lists one, and he's already stumped.
Fuck off.
He's like, dude, I like so many flavors of everything, like, great.
No, that was two games. Fuck you.
So Sword and Shield are two different like games. Is that like when they do...
Grape and Strawberry.
Red and Blue or something?
Yeah. It's just the newest version, and it's the first, like, true Pokemon game for Switch.
And it's a non... It's the first time that's nothing... That's not a color or a time of day, right?
No.
They've had, Sapphire, Emerald. What was the last one? Lunar or
Your
some
mom.
Shit like that. I don't know.
But...
I think we'd be making money if that was a Pokemon.
The new Star Wars game, the Jedi Order.
Oh, yeah, wait. I think I heard something.
What are they ordering?
It looks pretty awesome. Fuck off.
They're ordering
Jedis. Fuck you.
And then the creepy baby game comes out tomorrow.
Creepy
the Norman Reedus game.
Oh,
I don't want to play that.
We just got the collector's editions in at work, and It's a big fucking box.
Comes with a creepy baby?
Yep.
Does it come with Norman Reedus?
So you can actually wear it around.
That's ridiculous.
That's stupid.
And then, well, let's actually go ahead and get into games. All right, so
games. He fucking hates it.
His face, look at his face. I love it. That's why I do it.
You make me. Oh, you just make me happy.
I fucking hate you so much. Anyways, so speaking of that game and the creepy baby, right now you can also on Days Gone, the zombie game that I was playing on PS4, you can get custom paint jobs and shit where it looks like you're. Tank is the creepy baby. Did you know the baby is called BB? So it's a BB.
Right? BB, get in my belly. Or close
and
to
it's
my belly.
Communicate
that's what
with you through the
BB.
Controller.
A buddy of mine's kid called me. BB. BB. Called me a little BB. That's where little B came from.
Is it?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Little BB. How did he know he'd call you little big bitch? That's hilarious.
Dude, that kid would. One time I answered the door and he headbutted me in the dick.
No.
Oh, it was it.
Yeah, he just headbutted me in the dick, took me down to the ground and whooped my ass.
It happens.
He's 5. So.
You can't say you didn't deserve it.
He's a bad dude.
No, that is a phase that kids go through. I remember one of my friend's kids was like walking around all day with his fist in the air, just looking for something to hit. And then he walked up to one of the other kids' dads, and he was like, "Hey, buddy, what's going on? What do you got there?" And he just, boom.
Yeah.
So, other than not having to work in sweatshops, let's be very happy we're not kids in China,
especially girls.
Too crowded. It's crowded enough here.
No, yeah. So they just passed some new laws. So
you gotta
if you're
to work earlier now,
if you're under 18. You can play no more than 90 minutes of games online a day.
Online, though.
That's interesting. How do they monitor that?
Well, because China strictly controls their internet, so you have to have...
Okay. That's fucked up.
How do they
do that? 90 minutes a day, Monday through Friday, and they're not allowed to play from 10 p.m. to 8 a.m.
Ever?
They're supposed to be in bed.
And then on the weekends...
Again, that is just online, because they can't control if you're playing just the game by itself without online.
Unless it's a streaming game or something. But and then they can only have 3 hours on weekends and holidays.
Wow. That's brutal. That was like, what was it?
That's messed up.
Yeah, what was the state that kept trying to say they would give you jail time if you were over the age of 12 and out trick-or-treating past like 8 o'clock?
What the fuck?
Yeah, I think that was like Virginia or something, maybe. I don't know.
Oregon, I don't know. Virginia is not for trick-or-treaters.
Right. Turns out, though, Ohio is for lovers. They have the most swingers per capita.
I hate him when he says that.
It's true, though.
Did you hear that Denver is the number one city in the country?
To least likely to find love.
There you go. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because everyone here sucks for the most part.
Because everybody here from here, assholes.
Bunch of bitches.
Let's see. Anyways. So hey, how you liking Call of Duty, Red?
It's pretty good. It's still freezing, though. And that's
still?
Annoying. Yeah.
Is that just the server thing?
It's an Xbox One X issue. For some reason, it will like, and if you freeze, it will hard reset your whole system if you don't get out of the game fast enough. It's fucking annoying.
Well, there's
less now, but it's still happening.
There's an update coming tomorrow. I don't know if any of it's going to help with that.
Well, it's still like some bigger maps.
Well,
that would be cool.
Tomorrow, there will be 2 new maps dropping and hardpoint mode.
Hardpoint sucks balls.
But there's 2 maps coming as well.
Will they both be on hardcore search and destroy?
I don't know.
I need fucking answers, Scott. What do you mean you don't know?
It didn't say.
Me and the listeners need answers, Scott.
They bring back Gun Game for this one?
Tomorrow when you play, try it.
I don't know. honestly.
I always liked Gun Game.
I switch immediately and to hardcore, and it's never really been on hardcore.
And then Battle Pass will start next month.
How much is that bullshit?
They have not said.
You're full of tons of facts tonight, aren't you, Big Shooter?
No, I believe the whole they haven't said thing, because that's the way it is with a lot of games anymore. They don't know until like,
no, you always take his side, Sean. No. And no.
He was the one scouring the internet. No, I believe that they don't have an answer. That's the way video games work. That's why they released unreleased and broken.
Oh, Scott's just the be-all fucking know-all dude.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it makes sense. Whatever.
If you say you got it from the internet, that makes you the know-all.
But, yeah, other than that, it's fun. It's just... There's a lot of bullshit, too. Like, I've started using Riot Shield just to combat the assholes using Riot Shield. So...
Right? If you can't beat them, join them.
Exactly.
I moved on to playing The Outer Worlds. It's a fun game.
You moved on awfully quick.
It's like...
So you did not like Duty, I take it?
I liked the story.
It was rather stinky.
I'm still mixed on the online.
Yeah, I hear that.
But, I mean, it's still plagued by the same problems it's always had. Taking away jumping didn't help shit.
There's just a lot of spawn to spawn.
You said Odd Worlds?
Outer Worlds.
Okay. So I was thinking that Abe's Exodus thing from back in the day.
It's like... games. It's basically Fallout in space, or Skyrim in space.
Right.
It's pretty fun. I like it.
Part of me was trying to think of like... what's
it's cool storyline and shit. You're a... person that was on a colony that was in hibernation, that something happened, none of you ever got woke up. Rogue scientist comes in, wakes you up, and then you're tasked with doing a bunch of shit to try and be able to wake up the rest of the colony.
Right. It's almost like one of those things like if Knights of the Old Republic wasn't a Star Wars game. You just have to do random things.
Yeah, I would say, yeah, it's got, like, elements of that, Mass Effect, Firefly even.
Ooh, nice.
It has a very, like, kind of western-y feel to it.
Yeah, I like that. Good old western feel. Cowboys and aliens.
No, that movie was horrible. Garbage.
Oh, well, even the comic books it was based on weren't that great, so.
Too fucking shit.
Can't make diamonds out of shit.
So what do you fuck sticks got?
Wrestling stuff.
Of course.
A little bit of that.
Yeah, a little bit of that. You got any horror stuff today, Sean?
Kinda.
What's up? I want to hear about the porn you're watching.
No.
Horror porn?
But no, it was...
totally.
Yeah. Ugh.
Right.
No, clown porn's a thing.
Oh, clown porn's been a thing.
Yeah, any type of porn, I get it. You're right. There's some sick fucks.
Right?
It was like, I'm sure everything and anything has been done at this point.
Right? I was, you know, I was looking for some of that classic stepsister stuff, and there was like one thing. This lady was jerking somebody off with a s'more. It was just like, I don't need to watch that. That's enough of that. But and the guy was wearing clown makeup, too, so.
I bet you
just the chocolate
s'more.
Mallow, right? The graham cracker seems painful.
Hot chocolate and hot mallow would be painful as
well. I would
right?
hope you let it cool down.
I don't know, it could have been an eclair for all I know. I didn't watch the video. He could have been given a cream pie.
There's a big fucking difference. Was it an eclair or a s'more, Sean? We got issues here. And
I wasn't trying to pay attention. I was just like, well, I don't need to see that.
Yeah, I never really got into the food thing, even being a bigger guy. It's like, oh, look at her. She's pouring milk all over
girls,
that broad's
two
titties.
Yeah, two girls, one cup.
It's like, that's
that
fucking,
everybody.
Listen, that's wasteful. And ugh. There's kids in Africa that would kill for those titties and that milk. So... Scott's face. What? What I do now? Fuck, are you not agree? That's wasteful. I can't believe it's not butter on her tits, but it is.
Just how did we get back here?
Sean's horror porn that he's
No. No, actually the thing I saw was on Hulu. It was called Little Monsters.
What the fuck kind of porn is that?
Oh, it's a Howie Mandel parody from the 80s. No, I'm joking. That movie was also called Little Monsters. This movie just happened to be called Little Monsters. It's an Australian film.
Australian porn?
Ha! I don't think they're allowed to have that down there.
They don't do porn in Australia?
I don't know. I just know they're not allowed to have guns.
So I don't think they can fuck kangaroo shum. I'm pretty sure they're allowed to fuck.
Probably, I bet kangaroos aren't even on their worried list.
Crikey. Crikey. No? Fuck you. They say crikey, right? I always get the Brits and them mixed up.
I think, only the crocodile hunter said crikey.
I know. I thought that was a full-on Australian thing.
I don't know. It looked like Maggie was about to come correct.
I don't remember.
Walking over with purpose.
I don't remember Crocodile Dundee ever saying crikey.
It's a big Maggie.
Right. I'm going to go ahead and stick my finger up his bum, find out if it's a boy or a girl.
How old is his daughter now, by the way?
None of your business.
No, I obviously I'm not going to pursue it. I just, she's cute. That's what I'm continents. Saying. And is it creepy that she's cute already?
Have you seen him and Adam's daughter?
Maybe. Yeah.
Damn.
Ooh, did you see Poppy on NXT, Sean? That's pretty good, actually.
Yeah, get into wrestling shit.
Poppy?
Yeah. You didn't see Poppy? Poppy. I'm Poppy.
Oh, no, NXT. I didn't see that part.
Ooh.
I'm Poppy.
Yeah, no, I still haven't seen that yet.
She did Io Shirai's entrance. It was fucking great. What the fuck is wrong with you? How are we supposed to do wrestling if you ain't watching wrestling?
Was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, and it was fucking great. How do you not watch it? You've had 2 weeks. And then you watched tonight's NXT with me.
Yeah.
Or last night's.
Yeah, sometimes I'll watch the ups and downs and see if I need to watch that episode or not.
Well, at least watch that because it was pretty sweet.
Right.
But
no, real quick, though, an interesting thing about that Little Monsters movie. Do you remember who Josh Gad is?
That's that annoying guy with curly hair, right?
Yeah.
Frozen.
Yeah, he plays a guy in this movie called Teddy McGiggle. Oh, shit. He's like a version of the Wiggles or whatever. He's just hilarious. I recommend everybody watch it. I'm not going to spoil anything, but this one scene when people run up on the place where that guy's hiding, and they're like, let us in. And he's like, hey, I'm sorry, but I was here first. You're going to need to go fuck yourself.
I hate that guy.
Oh, yeah, no, he has a great breakdown talking about fucking all the kids' moms because he doesn't give a shit about being a kids' entertainer anymore. He's just in it for all the mom pussy. And he's like, yeah, it's like, I just fuck all their moms. And all I want to do is fuck their mom. And this Josh Gad, I'm like, that guy's won an Emmy.
Jesus. But it's actually, is it actually scary or is it a comedy?
It's more of a comedy.
Oh, okay.
Australian. And again, yeah, it takes place.
Is he because... Australian?
No. Uh-oh. No, he's an American who just happened to be traveling there.
Oh, okay. Why the fuck was he in it then?
He was traveling there to do shows for the kids. Oh, that's why all these kids were going there. But it just turned out there was a U.S. facility nearby.
Hmm. So, interesting. Yeah. All right.
Oh, before we get into wrestling and speaking of deaths, I want to just mention this one too. It was sad. That show that I'm obsessed with, Somebody Feed Phil, his mom died.
Hmm.
And she was an awesome part of that show.
Damn.
That's all I wanted to say. All right.
It was dark.
Dark?
Death is dark.
Well, yeah, because you close
But she
your
was
eyes.
Also like 104, Scott. So
she survived the Holocaust.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Super
See?
Old.
See? Yeah.
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 Nice lady.
It could have gotten dark for her back then.
She was adorable.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
That's who Raymond's mom was based on.
We just always got to bring up death on the podcast, it seems. It's like this week in death.
Now another edition of Death.
You know? Are we just going to make a death segment?
No, because we're not going to steal from Kevin Smith.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, does he already have that?
Yeah, in Hollywood Babylon.
Yeah, it's called Tinseltown Stiffs.
Damn it. Kevin Smith thinks of all the good shit.
Well, he has like 20 podcasts.
I know. We probably steal something from everybody every week. Plus, Sean Mencia over here steals from everybody. What are you talking about? All right, Mencia, let's get into it. I don't have much, I guess. I just wanted to chat a little bit. Did you? I know you did because we watched it together. Cody Rhodes fucking promo on AEW. Oh, yeah. I thought that was awesome. I don't really like AEW.
I wish I could remember what did he say about. It's like we basically talk about being one of a kid had a silver spoon, and he's like, "Your dad was a famous hockey player." It's like. We both fed off the same spoon, dick.
Yeah, it was pretty good. So that was kind of, I don't know, the highlight. They're doing good about, promoting their pay-per-view and shit, but, that got me kind of, his ability on the mic has gotten me more interested than it was.
Well, and anytime you get some of those people in there, too, anytime you put Kenny Omega in that ring, it's going to be good.
Yeah. I just don't know how I feel so much about what's his fucking name now? Not Dean Ambrose.
Moxley?
Yeah. I've never been really that big on him.
He just came back from a major injury anyway, so he's been real limited.
You're a major injury.
Right.
That's why he wasn't at that pay-per-view before they started making the TV debuts. He barely made the TV debut. That's why he just did the run-in.
See, and I still think they have a long way to go in, as far as tag team wrestling and women's division. Both, I think.
Yeah, they're definitely not on the same page with that as like a WWE is with their women's division.
Oh, they're far from the women's division and probably... No, I would say they're far from the tag team division and even further in the women's division.
Right. I mean, AEW is definitely working on the tag team because that one show like a few weeks ago was nothing but tag team matches.
Their tag teams are just fucking lame. They Except have
the
tag
Lucha
teams.
Brothers and the...
They have the Young Bucks. Anyone else is pretty much the best friends. Are you fucking kidding me, Sean, right now?
Yeah.
The best friends?
Trent Beretta, dude.
Yeah. And then they have the Street Profit ripoffs. What's their names?
Private Party.
Yeah, there you go. Pee-pee. Fucking trash.
They're
yeah.
called Pee-pee.
fucking... God, what's it... That... God damn it, it's not coming
to Jurassic Express with the Jungle Boy and Luchasaurus, but it can't be Luchasaurus because he's injured right now, so they got to use Marco Stunt, who in a way, reminds me of that Rio because he's just a tiny dude,
tiny
about like
fucker,
150
yeah.
pounds.
Please tell me Jungle Boy isn't black, because that would sound so racist
no.
if he is.
Christopher Daniels, his little group, they're awful.
Yeah, SoCal Uncensored.
SoCal bullshit.
No.
Trash, yeah. It's
Frankie
garbage.
Kazarian and Christopher Daniels have been a tag team for like over 15 years now, and they just need to keep it that way. And they do, with Scorpio Sky.
Yeah, well, that's not great.
They're the tag team champions right fucking now, so.
Well, it's not great, Sean.
It's fine.
How many... belts do they even have right now? Just
the three.
Yeah, that's what the main one, tag team and women's. Yeah,
they think about working on more, but
you need at least one more,
like a TV title.
Shit, I think NXT needs even one more myself.
They just got it in the cruiserweights.
Fuck that. Shut up, Sean.
It's the NXT Cruiserweight Championship now.
No,
half the NXT roster could compete for the cruiserweight.
Got that right.
Well, speaking of NXT, do you like the new Survivor Series that they're doing this year?
Well, I like the way they've already set it up. I mean, we can't see it until it actually happens, but...
Well, yeah, you know what I mean. But, like, just tying NXT into it and it being a part of
the whole thing. One of the funniest things I saw, though, recently was...
They're
Beth
basically
Phoenix.
Making it a third brand.
Yeah. Like what they tried to do with ECW. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Beth Phoenix posted this picture, and she's like, this would be my dream match, and it was the tag team match from Survivor Series, all three tag team, but they all had Bobby Fish's face. So it was Bobby Fish versus 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 Bobby Fish.
Why do people like Bobby Fish so much?
I don't know. I prefer Kyle O'Reilly when it comes to somebody kicking your face in.
I thought, personally, that Roderick Strong and Kyle O'Reilly were better together, but...
The only reason they were doing this because Bobby Fish was all injured.
Oh, yeah, but I thought it was... I just liked it. I don't know. I thought they were more... Like, Bobby Fish and Kyle O'Reilly are, like, one and the same almost.
Well, yeah, that's why they were the Red Dragons in Ring of Honor.
I get it, but Roderick... I don't know. I just felt like they meshed well, and there was more exciting matches. Right. Like, some of the matches they put on... Like,
when they were in Ring of Honor, I liked when they split up more and were fighting each other. Bobby Fish and Kyle O'Reilly had some great fucking matches.
Oh, okay. But like that match
Bobby's
they had with
Bobby's related to Albert?
Ha! Showbiz, no.
That,
I don't even think Fish is his real last name, but it could
What's
be.
Tyler, or the Mustache Mountain when they faced them at TakeOver?
Yeah,
what a match. That was a hell of a match. But I haven't seen anything with Bobby Fish since... I've been super in NXT that I've been blown away by since he's came back, especially.
Did you see, you saw that besides that? Yeah, the last thing they really did that was impressive was that ladder match where the Street Profits won.
Yeah, and it wasn't still, I don't think, on the same level. But
well, you had Lorcan and whatever his name is running around there, too, so. Lorcan and, oh, man.
Danny Burch, motherfucker.
Yeah, that's it. Burch and Lorcan.
Yeah. But anyway...
Sounds
yeah,
like a barbecue sauce or a barbecue joint.
Mm-hmm.
So this we can get Scott a little bit more into. I didn't tell you guys. I want to see what you come up with off the top of your head instead of more of a list format. But best entrance musics that you're into, both of today and old school. So, you know, even it could be Attitude Era or even further back. Like, you know, your top five maybe from the old school era, and then maybe your top five from today.
I don't even know if there is five from back in the day.
Oh, I can give you five Bret good Hart's ones right now.
Squeal. I guess you can just throw Shawn Michaels up there because for shits and giggles, why the fuck not?
What about Ken Shamrock? Great music.
I guess that counts as back in the day.
That's Attitude Era. Hell yeah. Does he still use that now that he's in TNA? God, no. I didn't fucking think so.
Yeah, he hasn't used that since he left
WWE. Yeah, fuck no. Booker T. Great fucking music.
Yes, yes, or no, no.
Yeah, no, no. Yeah. New Age Outlaws.
Well, only if he got Road Dogg's intros. Cause when it's
it wasn't as good
itself,
when... Yeah, it wasn't as
good. It just...
Yeah, not as good, but yeah, of course, with the Road Dogg. Right. I loved, I know you might be more into his later shit, but the original Edge entrance music with the You Think You Know Me, like,
before it was Alter Bridge?
Like the old school, just the chick and the bam, 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 you know, that shit. Like, oh, I love it. And then my favorite of all time, obviously, is the Brood. The Brood's entrance music has never been topped.
Old school Hardys.
Old school Hardy, yeah. Because okay, did they slow down the Hardys like now?
I don't know. I don't think so.
They didn't change it at all because I felt like when Jeff was coming out, it wasn't as fast paced and as
it's always been
intense.
The same. I remember there was a time when UPN,
maybe he's just not.
Well, they're not. Yeah, I was gonna say.
Yeah,
not
but I was like, did they slow down the music or is it just Jeff? I don't know.
No, there was a time even.
I always liked Lita's music a lot.
Oh yeah,
Boy Hits Car.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's a good one.
So fuck your rules, man.
Yeah. But yeah, ooh, no, that is a good one. I didn't even think about Lita. That's...
Yeah. No, but that Hardy Boys music was some generic shit, too, because I remember hearing it one time on, like, a Channel 20 commercial. They were showing previews for upcoming movies, and it was, like, RoboCop and Terminator 2, and it was, like, you know, just the, you know, the whole fucking, I can't do the Hardy Boys music, but... It was that.
I mean, it's easy to put, like, you know, the NWO Wolfpack on there or D-Generation X. Right. I mean, obviously.
The following has been paid for by the New World Order.
You know,
now it's so much easier for them to get musicians to do the music for them and stuff.
Ministry
so
of Darkness.
A lot.
Ministry of Darkness was the shit.
Right? Or like how Ronda Rousey
combination.
And it was fucking doing it.
No. X-Pac and Kane.
Yeah,
when they
good.
Combined
yeah.
theirs, so that was
pretty
awesome.
Good.
Right. Some of the modern music to hate, though, like Ronda Rousey, makes you hate on some Joan Jett, and I don't do that, but...
I don't like, almost...
It was almost like CM Punk, even with Cult of Personality.
But then there's some musician, like, some that work as far as entrance music. Like, I fucking love Aleister Black's entrance music. Right. I don't know who the band is off the top of my head. Do you know?
No. It's but, probably one of them Norwegian death metal bands.
Yeah, it's fucking
somewhere
that one's pretty good.
Whatever country he's from. Finland?
As far as, like, you know, with lyrics, that's the only one I could think of.
What
are
Rhea Ripley's?
Rhea Ripley's is pretty good, yeah. Hers is pretty fresh. Seth Rollins, of course, today, I think everyone's
Ricochet.
Into him. Ricochet is my favorite, obviously, now. Especially now that they've added the little... At the
yeah, now after I hear that, it sounds like everything is just like that thing bouncing off something. Bing, 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 bing. Get out of the fucking room.
Heavy Machinery. You gotta love Heavy Machinery. I don't know if you've actually listened to their... I go in on Spotify or whatever you have there, and, you know, they'll have the tracks. It's actually a pretty good jam.
I can find
some good
of that
guitar
shit on Pandora
work.
Too.
That
went to the Fozzy channel.
Music is actually like... Jammable too.
The Fiends is good, yeah. And then my favorite.
That's how I first heard his. It's just randomly popped up on my Spotify when it was, you know, just playing on some station. I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah, if I go to Fozzy Radio on Pandora, it brings up those. So every once in a while, just put Xbox! And or
I got a few.
Randy Orton's old school
sure.
one. Nothing you can say. Nothing's gonna change what you done to me.
I fucking hate his music now. It's just the worst.
I hear voices in my head. Yeah. Now that's been the music for the past over decade.
I was gonna say I forgot he ever even had music that wasn't that.
2003 when he won the title from Chris Benoit. which they never get to talk about. They just can only mention the fact that he was the youngest world heavyweight champion, but they can't say who he beat.
Isn't his kid trying to get into AEW?
Ooh, I don't know. Randy Orton's kid?
No, Benoit is.
Oh.
One of the surviving
kid?
Ones, apparently.
Yeah, obviously. Oh, yeah, obviously anyone the ex-wife like got custody of.
Trying to, but like more killery.
Yeah, I'd have to
more
say that's from his first marriage, or maybe it was an estranged, you know, like a Schwarzenegger in the maid situation. Yeah, I like to fuck the maid.
Well, I think at the time it was his older son who wasn't there at the time. I think because he was with
right had custody with the other mom. Yeah,
or at basketball practice.
But he was with Woman Forever, so yeah, that kid would have to be old by now. Because even his, I don't even want to think about it.
Shayna Baszler is probably the coolest entrance music right now for me.
And
right?
The it's most cool busted face.
Yeah, I was about to say scariest face for the coolest music. Just and close your eyes and pretend it's somebody else staring at the back of
her
head.
She's grown on me a lot, man. She really has. Like, right? She's still got work to do in the ring, but as far as like, you know, that whole thing with Becky Lynch on Raw was pretty good. Like, she's getting better on the mic, and
yeah,
she's good at being scary. Ugh.
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out what that move was she did to Bayley on SmackDown.
It was interesting.
I don't think I've ever seen that before.
And I like when they come up with their own shit, like, because everyone, like, you know, like you said, does suicide dives, everyone does DDTs, everyone does fucking, you know, cross bodies or whatever the fuck. It's all the same shit, so it's nice when you see
JR commentating on an AEW show, another crossbody, another suicide dive, another Tom
but it Peg. Didn't look like that weird fucking suplex thing that Ronda was doing that just looked like it was gonna fucking hurt somebody, you know what I mean? Like, that looked awful. Like, it actually looked like a pretty interesting move, you know. So, but yeah, I thought that would be an interesting conversation to see what kind of. You have any others of right now that you're Lars Sullivan too? I don't know where the fuck he's been, but his entrance music's awesome.
Here's one. You got to take a look at the lyrics for Lacey Evans' music. That one's interesting.
Really, I love her. She's great. She's probably. She's one of my favorite, if not my favorite female wrestler right now. Like, she's dope. And that bottom, I'll tell you what.
Still all I can think about from the show we went to. Bust out Ralph Garman's Al Pacino and be like, what a great ass! And she never misses a back day either.
Oh, man. But yeah, but her mic skills are awesome. And she's pretty good in the ring. A lot of people don't agree. I see a lot of hate on her, but I don't see it.
She was green as shit. That's why. Mm-hmm. This she didn't spend any time in the indies. You know, this is they just I don't know. I don't think she spent any time in the indies. It doesn't look
military,
like she did.
Right?
Yep. Yeah. Marine actually.
Marine. Damn.
Yeah. Yeah, so she did all that. Top of her class, too. Multiple
they're
things.
They're really apple-y.
Yeah, they are. I like that cinnamon, too. If you watch an episode.
Not her bottom. That could have, I was talking about these cookies we're eating.
No, I know.
I mean, that, too, I guess. But no, that's not what I was talking about.
Did you ever see, do you ever watch Up, Up, Down, Down?
No.
Oh, okay, she has a good episode on that. Like, she doesn't even play a video game with them. They just sit there and talk the whole time.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, they have a couple episodes, like especially with Alexa Bliss and Liv Morgan, where they're just sitting there eating. they played a video before, and this would be part two.
Oh,
now
shit.
Now they're just eating.
Okay.
Austin Creed, he actually tore shit up. I'm sure you saw that. Tore shit up over in Australia.
Yeah, I've seen that.
He just got himself a cast that actually looks like his wrestling boot.
Oh, no shit. That's cool.
Purple and blue and shit. Yeah. Like I got the best cast ever. No, it doesn't have that.
Oh, damn.
I'm pretty sure it wouldn't be hard.
Ooh. Pretty sure you may. Never mind.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Never mind.
Don't eat that on camera. I know, I'm trying not to chew into the mic.
Did you say don't eat that on camera?
Yeah. Dyslexia comes in many forms.
I'm like, last I checked, I hope there aren't any cameras in here.
They're watching, man. They're watching. They don't like what they see, but they're watching. Yeah, because half the time, that's why anytime anybody wants to turn that on, fucking feel free. You're just gonna be looking right up my nose.
I don't even like, I mean, for many reasons I can't use porta potties, but mainly because there might be a fucking dude down there now.
Not a real porta potty. If there was, like, this would have to be one of those porta potties that are dug into the ground, man. Because if not, that guy's curled in the fetal position hiding in there.
It's
like,
not with very a porta potty if it's in the ground.
I guess it's just
not portable at all.
I guess it's just an outhouse. I just can't picture any, because those are the ones I've ever heard people get in trouble in. Are they actually climbing in those small little plastic things?
This has been going on for years, Sean. Yeah, oh yeah, with the fucking camera, getting a fresh look at, I guess, poopy buttholes. I don't know why you do that. I don't see the appeal.
That's why it only makes sense to be in those ones that are like dug into the holes.
Like, we all like vaginas, but dude, gross. Why do you want to see it in that way? Nobody.
Right? Ew!
So yeah.
Nothing like that peanut butt butter.
But I mean, move even on, if they're just please. Peeing, like, no one wants to see that. Like,
no,
I wouldn't think, but apparently, I mean, some people do. That's a fucking thing.
Do I feel uncomfortable when I'm peeing outside and I see my own stream and coming towards my feet? Rape. I'm like, I don't want no part of that.
Hey, guys, guys, could you not do that while we're recording, please?
Yeah, good.
Get a Maggie thrust those hips.
I don't want to see this type of butt fuckery.
Maybe he's showing dominance.
Apparently, us talking about outhouses got Megatron turned on.
Is he biting the back of his neck? He
sure is.
Oh, that's, yeah, he's legit trying to.
Oh, yeah, he's getting him down.
Oh, yeah, he is mounting.
No flash photography, Sean.
For those with the benefit of flash photography.
I was like, I ain't jerking off to this later.
No, I was like, nobody's going to believe this. Him, you got to take a photo for somebody to believe this.
Oh, get him, Miggy.
This happens on, like, an almost every other day basis.
Mm-hmm.
He is so Ryan's cat. So Ryan's
cat. Jesus, dude. No.
He's like, all I want to see is the back of your head.
That sounds like Ryan.
No.
I don't want to know your name.
Yeah, kind of do. Oh, yeah. You guys are sick.
So is that all your wrestling talk, or did that get derailed again?
Just doing a little entrance music.
There's not a whole lot going on.
Do you have anything to spoil over there?
I already talked about the little monsters.
You should have a fucking movie every week.
Yeah, I should. That was going to be the movie, but it's like,
I
need to figure out a better way to do sports where it's just, I don't know, it's hard. I want to make it where it's interesting, but
you're not interesting.
Fuck you.
Plus, I got to try to find some movies. I was hearing this good things about this one movie, Truth or Dare. I think I'm going to check that out. Some people got chop off like legs and shit. So it's like, that might be what I'm talking about next week. Truth or Dare.
We could just play Truth or Dare. On air.
No.
Nah, I'd rather not.
Huh?
No.
Huh?
Yeah, I'd rather not.
Fuck you.
Especially
guys.
Not with you.
Wow.
Especially not with you.
Definitely not.
Can we go to Fast Nations together?
No.
Okay, then.
He's going to come out of the room that has like the
big rubber fists. We can watch Lord of the Rings.
He's like, hey, this reminds me of that doctor.
I swear to God, I saw the dildo from fucking, what's that fucking game? Not Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, Saints Row, the baseball bat?
Well, no, not the... There was one on a baseball bat?
That was one of the most powerful weapons in the game.
No, it's just a giant double-sided purple dildo.
Oh, that
one. Did you buy it?
No.
Why?
Because I don't need to kill anyone.
But yeah, in the later games, the baseball bat, it ends up being one of the most powerful weapons in the game. But yeah, I do remember the big... They were like nunchucks. Saints Row, man.
Did we ever tell you about the time we found a giant black dildo and Big Daddy launched it off into a field because we kept smacking each other with it?
Yeah, classic.
And this did belong to your mom.
Ew.
Indeed.
Yeah, everybody was talking about like that it was like a gag gift for like her like 21st or something birthday. So damn, that thing had been up there for a minute.
She has always been into like football players and
yeah.
Basketball players.
Jesus. I'm going to pretend you're the Denver Nuggets.
I'm going to call you Mutombo.
I not love in the my Harlem house. Globetrotters.
No.
Oh, God, you guys are sick.
Just imagine waving his dick. No.
Oh, man.
I'm not going to imagine that.
I remember actually getting to see the Kim and Tumble play one time. Our
with
school,
his dick?
I assume he probably had his dick. I don't know if he was able
in
to
hand or not.
Well, no.
Oh.
Good God, it's the middle of a game, bro.
If you met him, it'd be on your forehead if you walk up, hello, Mr. Matumbo. And you
it depends
on
how tall
head.
I was at the time, because I might even have only came up to his knees.
Tippy toes.
Right? Yeah, because it was an elementary school. He wasn't a nugget anymore. He was already an Atlanta Falcon.
He didn't nugget it anymore.
He wasn't a nugget anymore. He wasn't nuggeting. Owen Hart was not a nugget. Epstein didn't kill himself.
Owen Hart did.
No, he did.
Oh, no! Well, he fell! I mean, kind of.
Oh, come on.
Oh.
Everybody knows Eric Bischoff killed him. Not Eric Bischoff.
Oh, that's some harsh accusations.
What was his name?
Rest in peace, Owen. Yeah. Jesus Christ. Okay.
Was he a legend? Eric?
Eric who?
Trump?
No, who was the writer?
That went to WCW?
No, the one who called everybody bro. Is it called bro? Yeah, he went to WCW bro. Hogan? Vince Russo.
Oh, Russo killed
him?
Yeah,
Vince. Vince Russo was actually writing all of Owen Hart's Blue Blazer storyline at that time. So, yeah, he did write that in there. But he didn't write the falling part. Owen Hart had been performing this. It was just an unfortunate accident.
I'm surprised AEW doesn't bring that cock back.
Who?
The most Vince hated Russo. Man in all of wrestling. If you look into it. Vince Russo is the most hated man in all the wrestling.
Well, he ruined
dude, they
WCW.
Had a funny bit where he was on Stevie Ray's podcast talking about, yeah, me and Booker T used to hang out backstage, and Booker always used to tell me, it's like, you know, Vinny, you're the brother I wish I always had. He's like, why, I hate Stevie Ray. I wish you were my brother. Fuck it, bro, I tell you what. He's like, Booker T, and Stevie Ray's just listened to this the whole time, like, motherfucker. He's like, oh, I'm gonna fucking beat
Wait,
your ass.
He has a podcast, Stevie Ray.
Yep. It was more of a YouTube show, and he also even had a Glenn Gilberti, aka Disco Inferno, as his thing. But now Disco Inferno and Conan are on a podcast called Keeping It 100. And Disco just gets, he's like the most hated guy on podcast wrestling.
Wait.
Everybody hates Glenn Gilberti.
Why?
Wait, isn't it Keep It One? Didn't they stole that name from a Comedy Central show?
Well, if the show's not around anymore, then I guess it doesn't need to.
Why do they hate Disco Inferno?
Well, I don't know, everybody, just the way he talks about things. Yeah, he even talks shit about Kenny Omega playing video games, and Kenny Omega was all like, wow, I was looking forward to doing your podcast, but nope. Conan's like, motherfucker, you keep losing our guests. It's like, you son of a bitch. He's like, just fucking don't say anything for a while. That's all you got to do is not say anything. But yeah.
Viva La Vasa.
Yeah. Vince Russo kept getting though on the Stevie Ray podcast and just talking mad shit. And he's like, God damn it. Like, I wish I could. He pretended to call Booker up right now. He's like, yeah, I'm on your brother's podcast right now trying to save it.
Stupid.
He's like, you're not talking to my brother.
I didn't think they're real brothers.
Oh, yeah. They're like the only ones that are anymore. I think there's probably still people out there that believe Edge and Christian are brothers. Their podcast ended recently because Edge quit again, or retired.
I retired from podcast.
Yeah. Basically, he was just going back out to film more Vikings.
He's just
taking a hiatus.
He's going to be at WrestleMania. Watch.
I wouldn't be surprised. He got all that clearing and shit, so.
Which is weird, but.
DDPY.
I don't even think he's doing that.
Everybody's doing it, Sean.
Oh, everybody. Should be doing it, yeah.
I'm not.
Oh, you're should doing be. It. Hmm. Oh, yeah, you should be.
Hmm.
Watch Joe Rogan cry talking about it. Watch DDP cry talking to Joe Rogan about it. They brought in the guy who lost all the weight. Everybody was crying.
DDP cry talking to Bert Kreischer.
Especially when he brought that guy with him. Guy lost all the weight. The reason Bert wanted to lose weight in the first place. And he's like, look at you. And the guy's all like, ha ha, Bert, you're fatter than me. He's like, I'm going to put my shirt back on. I don't know.
How much is it?
Is what?
DDP yoga.
Oh, I don't know. I've never looked into it, but I guarantee you there's an app. Probably like, yeah, hey, but the app's not free.
You get a free trial, though.
Yeah. But, I mean, in order to do anything past that, you got to pay. So it's probably like, they probably got different things you can pay. You can probably get like, there's certain ones where he sends you personal motivational messages, like directed at your face. He likes to get to know everybody.
It's like, self high five, you little bitch.
Right?
No. Is that what he's saying?
Right. It's me. It's me. It's DDPY.
It sounds like I'm...
Right.
Just makes me think of, what was the yogurt shop TCBY?
He's like, hey, get those fucking gummy bears out of here. You don't need those fucking things. They ain't gonna put no sprinkle on your goddamn ice cream. In fact, fuck it, get that ice cream out of here.
Gummy bears are probably the stupidest fucking topping for any frozen treat.
That's true.
They get fucking hard as shit when they get cold and hard to chew. It's retarded.
I will say, though, that they did a good job with the whatever they did with the Sour Patch Kids ice cream. They're not like gummies or anything like that, but it tastes like fucking Sour Patch Kids. Delicious.
Mm.
I don't know what they did, but yeah. Just tastes like cold Sour Patch Kids. Until you try it, you can't say nothing.
No.
That's my thing.
No, we were doing it together.
No.
Yeah, that was going to be our thing. It's our thing.
Edit those out now.
No.
Because I hate you.
Edit in Tina from Bob's Burger doing that.
I'm just going to edit right now the whole podcast.
Why?
It'll be better.
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah. Why? I'd make it awkward. Half the shit me and Sean saying not making any sense. Stop touching his nipples. I'm going to call HR.
Do we have HR?
Yeah, Sean's HR.
Oh.
Yeah, you're going to be fucking fired.
I'm
going to
give you a call too, bud. What's up? Let me get them digis.
No, we're going to file a restraining order. You have to start podcasting from that corner of the room.
Now on the phone.
He has to go over to Mom's and Skype from there.
That'd be too funny.
Shit.
He's like, you just couldn't keep your hands to yourself.
Really can't.
All right, so anyways, is that everything?
I think that would be everything.
So, you know, just a little brief catch-up thing. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, naturally going to be a little quicker without ginger snap.
Segment. Snapping.
You're a ginger snap.
Snapping with the ginger. Is that what we call a segment? What's this segment called?
Do we even know what it... Anyways.
It's 2019.
Yeah. Yeah, like, you know, you're right. I assume just gender. I'm sorry.
I remember time I saw a meme like that. The person was all like, ma'am, I'm here to get you out of this burning building. And then they're like, did you just assume my gender? Guy goes back down the ladder. What happened? There was nobody there.
Oh, shit. All right. So, yeah, let's go ahead and end it then.
Yeah, let's wrap her up, bud.
Wrap her up. So you don't end up with your own little Walgreens bathroom.
All right, anyways, on that note, until next time, guys, keep it nerdy.